This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
6:45, quarter till 7. Nice day today. Big old moon out there. And then I got some kind of blood moon or something tonight. I don't know, Dave Cohen's talking about it. You can see it if it's clear. Tomorrow, highs of 80. So more warm weather, dry, cloudy tomorrow. Then a chance for showers on Saturday. It's going to screw up the St. Patrick's activities. Some of them been postponed till Sunday. The Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade has been, I guess, delayed. I don't know what they're going to do with it. They're not going to be able to do it on Sunday because that's Super Sunday with the Mardi Gras Indians, and that's for St. Joseph's Day, and that's a tradition that happens every year. So I guess they'll have to see if they can come up with an alternate day for that. But then after, Sunday is perfect. Highs of 70. St. Patrick's Day itself on Monday. Highs of 72. Plenty of sunshine. So get out and wear some green. Mike Strain joins us now. Dr. Mike Strain, the Commissioner for Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Dr. Strain?
Man, I am doing great. How you like this weather?
Man, I'm loving it.
I'm telling you, it's nice. You know, the ground's drying up. I'm trying to get my garden in the ground. You know, it's got to get a little bit drier so we can get the tractors out there and get it tilled up, get it rowed up, and get it started. I can't wait for fresh Creole tomatoes.
And I got four-month-old Teddy Tucker here. You got Hootie over there. I got Teddy Tucker.
Oh, my goodness. How is Teddy? Teddy
is doing great, Mike. He's housebroken like you wouldn't believe, and I can leave the door open with the weather as nice as it is. He comes and goes like he pleases. And this dog, it amazes me. And I want to ask you, this is a veterinarian. I don't know how this happens, but I walk the dog, and he knows when he's had enough, because he'll jump up on me, and then it's time to turn around, because if I go past that, I got to carry him back. How do these dogs know that? How is that?
Look, they're very smart. That dog's got you in training right now.
He does.
Right?
He really does.
Oh, he does. Absolutely. They are so smart. Dogs and cats, to a certain degree, can get that smart. So I have a cat that will go scratch the door, not for you to let the cat out. So you will go into the kitchen and get them a treat. They figure it out. You scratch the door, you get out of bed and wake up. And so what? You're not going outside? Then run to the kitchen. You know, and so they learn pretty quickly, you know, what the routine is. But you become, you know, I'm sure with Teddy, you are the focus of Teddy's existence.
Yeah, well, just
Teddy is continuously, you know, working you to make you both of your lives much better.
Just so you know, Teddy's no high-class basset hound or anything like that. He's like I am. He's Tractor Supply mutt trash, you know what I'm saying? So both of us get along well.
Like we say, you have an abundance of well-diversified genetics there with Teddy.
Same with me. We're both mutts.
That's right. Yeah, mutts are good.
Yeah.
I've had quite a few mutts. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, yeah, you got the best of, like, you know, you got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, so it works out well. Let's talk about seafood, Mike, Louisiana crabs and Lenten. I was at a restaurant the other day, and I saw somebody order. You and I have spoken about the big, giant blue crabs. Man, this thing looked like snow crabs that he was eating. They were that big.
I tell you, you know, if you, you know, go down to Bobby Lovell there in St. Bernard Parish, White Boot Warriors, you can order online. He's got some of the biggest crabs I've ever seen. And they are really nice. The weather conditions have been just right. And I've never seen crabs that fat. My grandfather was a commercial fisherman after he retired from state police. And, you know, we had crabs, but these crabs here are just tremendous, you know, and they're coming from different areas. And they are really, really, really nice. You know, and if you haven't had crabs in a while, because we used to eat crabs all the time. But you need to get some. And look, what is gumbo? What is seafood gumbo if you don't have crabs in it?
Mike, somebody texted in. This is a good question because I lived here all my life. I love it when it comes. I guess it's primarily the female crabs, whether it's yellow or it's orange. Am I eating fat? Am I eating eggs? What is that? Because it's delicious.
Well, on the inside the shell, right? Well, yeah, that is fat. And especially if you reach your fingers up into the horns and feel that.
Yellow or orange?
It's kind of orange. It really is really orange. Now, in the old days, people would eat the eggs on the bottom of the females. Now, you shouldn't do that. I mean, you don't eat those eggs, but that was something that was common. I've seen large numbers of crabs with that, you know, down in Grand Isle.
You talking about on the outside, Mike?
Put those back. Yeah, on the outside,
oh,
right?
I've never done that.
Yeah, yep. That's old. People used to do that, but now you need to put those crabs back. Right,
so they can go ahead and repopulate it. They got that kind of thick orange stuff, and then they got the kind of looser mustardish looking stuff. All of that is fat.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret: we make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Well, the orange stuff is a fat. The looser mustard stuff is probably, at some point, you've got, you know, just like crawfish, the crawfish fat is actually sort of like their pseudo liver, I would think.
Okay.
But it's different. It's a different tissue, but that hard fat up there. And look, that's delicious. Well, it's all good. Mm-hmm. But remember, all you do, you take your thumb, right, and you clean the lung tissue off, right? You clean that off. You know, you can see little fingers, and then everything else is edible. You know, and that yellow. You know, that yellow material, you know, that's just more part of the crab. It's probably more like hepatocellular. We call that fat, but it's really not like the hard fat that's up in the shell. But it's very good, and it gives it a lot of flavor, just like crawfish. It's, you know, it is that hepatocellular tissue, which is fatty tissue, gives it that distinct flavor. And so, you know, when you look like with crawfish, if you get peeled crawfish and it's just crawfish and you don't have, you know, that orangish material, that hepatocellular, quote, fat in there, well, it's not near as flavorful. And the same way with the crab. So that's all good. Don't throw any of that away. Don't throw the fat away. Don't throw, you know, that yellow orangish material that's closer in, you know, to the meat of the crabs.
Let's talk about tariffs if we can, Mike, because it's in the news a lot. And when it comes to shrimp and what we've talked about, boy, it really isn't a way. The whole tariff discussion in microcosm, is it not?
Well, it is. And so, but there's several things going on with the tariffs. One, overall in the United States, our imbalance of trade is $1 trillion this year. Which means we will buy $1 trillion more in goods than we export. That is very, very bad. That is one of the things that drives inflation. and it really hurts our currency. You know, if you look at the primary purpose of tariffs is, one, originally in the United States, that's how the government was funded, with tariffs, period. And we didn't have income taxes, really, until probably the 1930s around, or 1940s. Second is to balance the, you know, the value of goods and services, specifically goods, in foreign countries with shrimp and with other commodities, and specifically rice. The governments will subsidize the production of those things, and then they will dump it on the market below cost. And a tariff is to level the playing field. You know, here in the United States, we play by a lot of rules. We're very, you know, we have environmental rules, we have labor rules, we have all these different things. And so the cost of production is based on those input costs. In other countries, they don't have that. Not only that, they will, quote, backdoor supplement the production of products, and then they will sell them on the markets. And what happens is that if you look at our shrimp industry, you know, it costs more to produce the local shrimp. You would think that you could go down to the docks and buy shrimp off the boat, you know, cheaper than you could import them, but that's not the case, because in many cases, the imports are artificially below what it would cost to produce them. And so the tariffs, if they put tariffs on shrimp, it is to balance that out.
I got a text about produce and quality, and imported produce is also a quality concern, is it not, Mike, with imported goods?
There's absolutely a quality concern. And when you're talking about produce, you know, the biggest seller of produce into the United States is Mexico. Second biggest seller in the United States is California. And then you have your local produce. And so when you start looking at that, you know, we really have to be careful on produce, especially, you know, when you start looking at what comes in from Mexico. If you think about, you know, the different outbreaks we've had, you know, E. coli and salmonella, a lot of that was from produce from Mexico. So it's got to be inspected. But a lot of produce comes in from Mexico, and that's a labor issue. Now, Mexico is starting to get labor issues because they're having to use foreign workers, H2A and H2B type, coming from South America and Guatemala, as their workers want to come here and work. But you really have to keep a very close eye on the quality. And that's why we do a lot of testing. The USDA does a lot of testing, you know, and the CDC keeps track of it. And that's why we track these products. So if there is an issue, then we can deal with it quickly.
Thank you, Mike Strain. Appreciate your time as always. Y'all, look, go to, tell me where they can find the crawfish tails, Mike.
Oh, you can go to our website, ldaf.la.gov. There's a great one there. Just came out on white boot warriors, and it's Bobby Lavelle, and you're going to really like that one, and it's about crabs. And so if we want a strong seafood industry, we have to consume certified Louisiana seafood, fresh, local, certified. Time for some crabs, shrimps, crawfish, and don't forget about them oysters.
You got that right. Thank you, Mike. 655, 5 till 7, traffic now, WWL.